Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Good morning and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
On this beautiful Halloween day. We're recording on Halloween this week.
That's right. And it's actually not a bad day. Been spitting a little, I guess, but can't really complain.
You can't complain when people spit on you?
Oh, no, that either. I kind of like that. But it's a pretty nice day today.
Temperature-wise, somewhat gloomy, but that's...
A little bit, but there's a little blue in the sky.
Well, the blue's always there, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the clouds cover it.
That's because of the water. The ocean reflection. No, didn't we find out that it's not that at some... Did you know that?
Yeah, I think it has to do... Well, there is some of that involved with it, I think, but that's...
I remember we did a Jabbercast before on that and...
There's so much useless information that both of us know and we forget.
That's why we do radio programs.
It's like songs.
So
like
we can get it out to the mass public.
Mass public. Yeah, it's like songs that you learn. Like I learned probably maybe 2,000 songs in my lifetime and I can only remember maybe 50.
Oh, that's pretty good. I've learned 50 and can remember 2. I hope if not. I have the sheet music in front of me.
On an iPad.
Right. That's what I do now. And it's great.
Well, yeah.
It really works good. We're going to throw some covers into the mix, if you can believe that.
Well, you have to, don't you?
We don't have to do anything.
Well, yeah. You have to play a specific amount of time.
Don't. Oh, time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have...
You have enough material. Enough
material for... Yeah.
For like a two-hour concert?
Well, no, not a two-hour concert. I would always play with somebody else. I would never do anything by myself.
How come you never play with me?
Because you never asked.
Knock, knock. Kick Jeffrey, maybe when come the show's play. Over.
Yeah, do you remember those days when you used to yell and go to your friend's house and...
Absolutely.
Brian!
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I had a neighborhood just like any other kid in a town.
So you just like any other kid had the neighbor or you had a neighbor just like any other...
I had a neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Had the hood. And you knew every kid in the hood, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and you go out in his front yard. Mike, Timmy, you guys in there? Come on, play!
Yeah.
Or
That's funny.
You knew they were busy doing something. You knock on the door timidly. Hello, Mrs. Reno. Can Brian come out and play? Yeah, fun times.
Yeah.
Now we have to ask their wives.
Yeah, can they come out and play? And usually the answer is no. But that's right, it's Halloween today. Are you you playing tonight?
No.
No, you can't be. Tomorrow?
No, we played on Saturday.
What's going on?
Saturday was the Halloween party night.
Okay, right.
Right. So.
How'd it go?
Went great. Awesome party.
KingFridayRocks.com.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
I guess skunks have become more and more a problem in this city.
Damn varmints.
And I think we probably knew that they were, no? Because I know my sister-in-law and brother-in-law have skunk problem. They were living under they have an in-ground pool and they burrow into the side and live down under there somewhere.
That's horrible.
But of course, they don't really... You know, oppose. Well, the problem that they really oppose, I guess, is the fact that they're there. If they, you know, the kids walk in the back or scare one or something, and then you're gonna get sprayed or the smell or whatever. But normally, I mean, there's no scent or anything like that. You know what I mean? I mean, they live there, and you wouldn't really you know, they don't do anything, then it's not like they smell all the time. A skunk, you know, first thing people think of with a skunk, oh, the skunk stinks. Well, it's when they spray, but
it's when they spray. Also, another problem that we had with skunks in our neighborhood is they eat grubs. So if you have grubs in your...
I eat grub all day long.
I want some grub. No, grubs are like white, big, fat.
Of course they are.
I don't even know how to describe them, but skunks will dig in your lawn to get the grubs. Skunks can sense the grubs in there. So we had a grub issue maybe 2-3 years ago, in a couple years in a row, and the skunks just leave like holes in your lawn. Like,
right, yeah. They can create dozens and dozens. Mess like that. Yeah. And the fact that they would have babies like under the pool, and then the mother would be, you know, obviously very protective. Yes. So that if anyone came around, it caused a problem too. And I mean, they'll bite and they'll jump at you and they'll make you stink.
Mostly they'll make you stink.
Yeah.
I don't know how violent skunks are. Are they? Yeah.
Yeah. They carry weapons.
Weapons of mass stinkage. Oh, I had a story about Ontario Provincial Police stopped a stolen tractor trailer that had led them on an hours-long chase down the 401.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Chasing a big truck.
Hours. Like, hours.
Hours, okay.
So
and the guy wouldn't pull over?
The guy would not pull over.
So, that's hilarious.
I know. You got a stolen.
Like you can, not like you can hide even at some point or anything.
No, and it's not like the cops can use that. You know, they bump the back of the car and it slides sideways, you
right,
know, to
sure.
stop a yeah. car.
But, yeah, I get, there's no way to stop. But I mean, the guy's eventually he's going to get caught. Like, what's the point of continuing?
I know.
Except that, did they catch him and what he have?
Yeah, of, or, yeah, of course they caught him. And the truck refused to stop and has reportedly been on the road since 4 a.m. cruising along various southwestern Ontario highways. Obviously, with the size of the vehicle, it's safety first for the public, and we just strategically following until he gives up or runs out of gas. So I guess he ran out of gas. And they picked him up in the on the QEW in Toronto.
Wow. And quite a storm across part of the Northwest. Do you watch any of that?
Yes, it's like wicked snowing, man.
I'm like, is this stuff going to come by us?
No, it's already passed.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm trying to. We had that crappy weather. That's when the temperature dropped around here.
It stayed more north.
It was north of here, yeah.
But isn't that funny? They Americans will think of us as being the Great White North, yet they're more northern, and look what happens there. We didn't get anything.
They're probably thinking, you know, that we got missed, but
they're probably thinking, oh my God, this must be what Canada's like.
Those lucky Canadians don't have to shovel out their igloos.
Millions of people across the Northeast found themselves without power on Sunday after an unusual autumn storm dumped record amounts of snow. And today's show topic is road rage.
I'm so mad that the guy cut me off.
Are you?
No.
Have you ever had road rage?
Never have road rage.
No?
No.
Why not?
Well, you gotta think you're on the road. Obviously, people don't think, and I know there's people probably listening to this who have maybe had a little bit of road rage, but the way I look at it is you're on the road with the general public,
mm-hmm.
and they give driver's license to anybody.
Right.
There's not much. There is a standard, of course, but, you know, who knows why some people got their license, or maybe they just got their beginners or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive with that in my head that other people out there, the odds
are just starting out.
Oh, the odds of me running into a bad driver are pretty good. So I'll just deal with it. You know, it's just like walking down the mall and, you know, you're walking, all of a sudden someone bumps your shoulder. Like, the guy's an idiot.
That's a guaranteed
mall rage.
Shot in the eye right there for sure.
But I know people. I'm sure you know people too, that you're in the car with them and it's like,
oh yeah, they're just screaming and yelling the whole time, even in the passenger seat.
Take it easy, man. Like, what the heck? There's no reason to get all worked up about some other driver.
I think that everybody knows what road rage is, but I think it can have more than just its simple meaning that most people, you know, believe it to be. It encompasses much more than just what a dictionary could provide.
Or even Wikipedia.
Road rage is also it's also called intermittent explosive disorder. And that's the term used to refer to violent incidents resulting from stress caused by accidents or incidents on roadways. And it's often a natural extension of aggressive driving.
Aggressive driving, really?
Sure.
Wow. I never I guess I never
associated. Somebody who drives aggressively is, I guess, more apt to
encounter road rage, or yeah. be the person who's afflicted with road rage.
Road rage, frustration, and aggression are not caused by traffic, no matter how heavy. Road rage is a learned cultural habit of retaliation when you feel like retaliating. Oh, it's retaliation when you feel like retaliating. Does that make... No. Isn't that a given kind of thing?
Yes.
It's a free choice we exercise, apparently. And when we're frustrated in heavy traffic, we have a choice of how we're going to respond. Yes, of course we have a choice.
And life is made of choices.
That it is. Some people make different choices than others.
Yes.
In its simplest form, road rage occurs when a driver reacts angrily to other drivers, cutting them off, tailgating, gesturing, or waving a fist. At its worst, the angry driver may become more aggressive and try to kill or injure another driver.
Kill?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill
wasn't
you.
Wasn't it not that long ago that somebody got out of a car and shot somebody, a guy and girl? Yes. And remember,
yeah,
we had talked about that not that long ago. And that wasn't in Detroit?
I believe it was, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sure a lot of road rage happens over there, more so than here, just because of,
why?
You know, more people. And well, because of all the expressways and highways over there, I think that there's a lot more going on. So I think you can encounter more because of that.
Or is it just the culture?
Than here in Windsor. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, it could partially be culture as well, of course. I mean, I think that will add to it. I mean, it's road rage comes from the people, but it also comes from the fact that when you have more of, you know, people like that, or just the fact that you have more vehicles on the road and, yeah, you know, you're trying to get around somebody, and especially some areas. I know, you know, I used to be on the lodge every morning, and there are some parts of it there where you have to enter onto the lodge, and to exit just like right to, on the left, you come in on the right, but you have to exit like right away on the left side to mm-hmm. get onto another, you know what I mean? And so people have to get all the way over right away, and it just gets crazy.
Then people can be construed as being cut off in that situation, for sure.
Yeah, and not necessarily even construed. It's, you are cut off.
I'm cutting you off because I got to get off.
Yeah. In fact, just not too long ago, somebody that I know was driving over there. Somebody had stopped, a girl stopped in a neon, arguing with her boyfriend at the side of the road. She wasn't even all the way off. And this guy that I know wailed into the car at full throttle on the lodge.
Wow.
And her neon, she was in it, flew up in the air, did a roll, landed on its hood, on its roof.
Wow.
Yeah. He was lucky to walk away from it with some whiplash.
Amazing. Now that's,
nobody was killed or anything.
That's not necessarily road rage. That's just a,
yeah, no, I just want to tell you that.
A domestic
that
accident.
Like on the lodge, and it was, yeah, it's pretty wild.
But usually road rage is between complete strangers.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I've worked with a guy, and he got cut off by a guy that I work with.
Oh, really? Did they know who it was at the time? Like,
until they started
getting ready to throw punches or something? Oh, it's you. What happens then?
No, the guy didn't actually know the other dude. The guy mm-hmm. who got mad didn't know who it was.
But but you knew him.
Yeah, I got both ends of the story.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
one guy tells me, and then that was Danine. That was the guy I know, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. And it was pretty much, you know, arm out the window with the flipping the finger mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, that can turn into something. And sure, a lot of times it does. But
yeah, and that's a real problem.
Yeah, you shoot someone in the finger out of your car, that can make someone upset.
Sure.
Especially if you don't even know what you did. I know there's people who've gotten mad at me for doing something. I'm like, did I do something wrong there? I have no idea what's going on.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, and we're talking about road rage this morning.
So is it, you using your horn, is that a form of road rage?
I believe so.
are you doing it in a mean-spirited way?
Yeah, very.
Okay.
Yeah.
He smiles.
Sort of mean slash very violent.
Well, that's a passive, but yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to get out and hit somebody, you know? So I just do the horn thing, and I think it's gratifying enough for me. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. When something is bad enough to warrant it, I guess. But for the most part, I mean, I don't really experience road rage.
Good. Glad to hear that.
So
I know, I do know one guy who is, if I drive with him, he is always complaining about other drivers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Driving down an expressway.
I see people like that as well.
And, yeah. And it's like, there's people behind. Look at this a-hole behind me.
Yeah.
It's coming up. I'm going to show him. He thinks he's driving his BMW and he automatically puts thoughts into the other guy's head. Some guy in another car, and he's already know what that guy's thinking, and he's going to react based on those thoughts. Like, man, take a chill pill, dude.
I was in a parking lot the other day with somebody who got enraged when they saw somebody else, like, and we were just pedestrians in this parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else like kind of flew through the parking lot faster than he should have been. You know, there's just a lot of people around and stuff like that. And this guy was freaked out and was screaming and yelling. Is that a form of road rage? I guess it would be by the standards that we outlined from wherever we outlined them from.
Isn't it Wikipedia? No,
it actually wasn't Wikipedia.
I'm kidding. Wikipedia, the source of all knowledge. Oh, it's anger management groups.
Some anger management group, yeah. Hey, they know best.
They would know best. I would assume that if you got convicted in some states of road rage, you would probably be forced to go to an anger management class.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't want to do that again.
That's a good business to get into, wouldn't it be? An anger management counselor? Because, you know, you have situations in workplaces where people are forced to go to anger management. You got the road rage thing. Might as well open an anger management. You probably have to have like a degree or something, I bet.
And if business is slow, you could just say that they're angry anyway. Oh, you pick a flower out of your neighbor's garden? That stems from being angry. Hey, you like that?
Stems from. I like that.
Uh-huh. Just leave it alone. So, what about, not motor vehicles, but cyclists and things like that? You know, guy kind of cuts them off at the, you know, they're riding the bicycle on the road, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And a cyclist gets angry, and I would imagine that's a form of road rage as well.
I would imagine it is. There's a lot of people who are upset.
Anything that happens on the road.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people I know in the city of Windsor that are upset that bikes get the same right of way as cars do. They hate bike lanes.
I wonder how much road rage that creates itself.
Yeah,
just because, you know, see somebody up in the distance and you're kind of seeing the traffic has to kind of go around them, and then they start, you know, carrying on about it.
I always hear that argument coming from people who just don't believe that bikes have the same right of way on the road as cars do.
What do you think about that?
I think bikes should be allowed on the road. Absolutely.
Yeah. I see no reason why they shouldn't be allowed on the sidewalk, though, either. So
I don't know. Slow-moving pedestrians and fast-moving bikes, that could be dangerous.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
What kind of mayhem do you have for us this morning, Big JD?
Yeah, it's something called Road Rage it's not Road Rage, but it's One More Drink for the Road. That could lead to some road rage. From Unusual Suspects, it's new Leslie West.
Sweet.
It's cool stuff. And I just wanted to make mention for some people that might not know, Leslie West comes from the band Mountain, who did Mississippi Queen. Was probably the big hit from them, really.
That was a song of theirs that I actually got on the radio. But I was always a big Mountain fan myself.
Yeah, and his new CD, he's got a whole bunch of people on there. The CD was finished just before he lost his leg to diabetes complications. And Slash is on here, ZZ Top, Zakk Wylde, Toto guitar player, and Joe Bonamassa. Anyway, here's one more for the road.
time for you to put on a show. One more time to be out of place. And one more night all alone. One more reason, one more drink with you.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
On Tech Talk today, I want to talk a little bit about sharing files, a way that you could do that over the internet, and sort of like the like a cloud type of thing where you can have access to your files and share files with somebody else pretty much anywhere that you go.
Cloud-based services. Mm-hmm. And one of those is Dropbox.
Yeah.
Dropbox basically lives on your computer and looks just like any other folder or directory on your computer, but it is also up in the cloud as well. Mm-hmm. And if you give other people access to this folder, they can see what's in it and write to files that are in it as well. So you set up permissions with your folder, and then the cloud version is very dynamic. So someone, you can, it's a very good collaboration tool for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's also a good way to share files. So if you have a new song you just wrote or something you want to share with some other people, want them to be able to listen to it, you can throw it in your Dropbox, and then they can go there and listen to it, as opposed to emailing these large files. Even a video file would be a good example as well. Or a whole bunch of files is another, really, like a, you know, 100 of photos or something. You don't want to email something like that. You throw that in a folder of its own, throw that in your Dropbox folder, and then someone can go there, and at their leisure, they can go there and check out your files.
And there probably are other ones. This happens to be the one that, you know, we use to collaborate and things like that, and it's just free. I mean, I think they have, you can subscribe to have larger storage.
Yes,
but you know, we use a free Dropbox thing, and which is comparative to iCloud, or is Microsoft Exchange that kind of thing too? It's a cloud, and it's is that
not so
what
much.
Is that
Exchange is the whole collaboration thing with mail, contacts, and calendars.
Right, so but isn't that, it? Is more it a cloud based?
But it's too? More of a corporate thing.
Oh, okay.
Like you know, you keep your stuff on the corporate server. It's not necessarily a one central server.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Dropbox has server farm somewhere, as well as Apple. They have a server farm somewhere, and it's the one place. And Google is another place where you can also use the cloud to store files.
Yeah.
So those three are the big boys. And from what I just heard from, I don't know if it was in the book or not, but Steve Jobs wanted to buy Dropbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He loved the implementation of the idea. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it's a fantastic idea. Somebody's going to either they're, you know, going to just keep growing because they have a new service now too, something to do with business. But they'll keep growing and unless somebody buys them out like Google or somebody.
They got offered $6 billion if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm. I'd take the money and run.
Well, they said no.
Yeah.
I think it was Google. I'm not sure.
I wonder what they're worth right now, Dropbox.
I'm not sure what the deal is with them, but we're not condoning going with any one service, but it's just nice to let our listeners know that there are services out there that you can use so you don't have to email large amounts of files or single large files around. You can
Right. And if you're a student or something and you want your files someplace all the time, you know, from home, you can send them up to Dropbox and then you can access them from the school or from any computer, even if you don't have a laptop at school or something like that and have access to a computer or a library computer or anything like that.
Sure.
You can get it to Dropbox.
Yeah, because you can get it web-based as well. You can go to dropbox.com, sign in, and all your stuff is sitting there waiting for you.
As long as you can connect to the internet. And then, of course, I mean, Dropbox is on iPhone, Android, everybody.
Mac, PC, the whole deal. Yeah.
What's that other one that's going down the tubes? Rim?
Is Dropbox
Blueberry? On Dingleberry?
Is it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
It's highly unlikely.
So that's our tech tip for the day. Tech talk.
Yep. And today, of course, we were talking about road rage on the show and wanted to give you a little information here. Statistics. And I couldn't seem to find like any super recent statistics. Do you find that when you search for statistics online, it's hard to find like, you know, the latest half of this year or the prior year or something? It always seems to be.
Yeah, it's usually older because it takes time to compile to actually acquire the stats. And then someone has to sit down and actually make sense of it all. Mm-hmm. That's like the census. You don't get those for at least a year and a half, 2 years later.
The census don't make no senses. Recent Gallup poll reported that motorists were more worried about road rage, 42%, than about drunk driving, 35%. Not a huge difference, but...
Well, it makes sense because most people are on the road from 8 till 6, right? That's when mm-hmm. most cars are on the road. And obviously, when you're on the road at that time of the day, you're not usually too worried about drunk drivers. It's when you're driving at night that you worry about the drunk drivers.
Another report commissioned by AAA.
The Mizzle report.
Uncovered over 10,000 crashes caused by violent, aggressive driving between January 1st, 1990 and August 31st, 1996. And at least 218 men, women, and children were killed as a result of these incidents. And another 12,610 were injured. The problem is national in scope, not just a phenomenon of congested urban areas.
Yeah, everybody gets mad.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week on Quotes and Quips, this quote or quip comes from Dudley Moore. It's just perfect from him.
Is he alive still?
I don't know. I want to say yeah.
Okay. I want to say yeah, too, of course.
Arthur. He was in those movies, Arthur and Arthur 2 or whatever it was. A couple of them.
Yep.
Funny. Played a drunk guy. Was he like that in real life?
No.
Okay. Sure seems like it would be. And then he says this, the best car safety device is a rear view mirror with a cop in it.
There you go.
Hey.
Nice. What about those rear facing cameras they have in all the cars now? Is it all right to see a cop in that as well?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have necessarily, would you have a rear facing camera in like a standard vehicle? Like it's an option kind of thing?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Well, it's a safety thing when you're backing out of a driveway. You want to make sure you're not running over any of the kids' toys or running over an actual child, actually.
Yeah.
You're in a parking lot or something. You don't want to hit a car, something that you can't see, you know. So a lot of the cars are made with rear-facing cameras, for sure. We sell many minivans with these cameras on them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there you have this week's show. We're out of time, so we'll see you next Thursday at 8 a.m. here on CJAM.
Thanks a lot for listening.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.